This is episode 2339 of your daily meditation podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to day three of our series. This week, we are exploring the theme of managing procrastination. This is a highly requested theme, and I've heard from many of you that you feel like you put things on hold during the pandemic, and now you're ready to resume life, and you're ready to start something new. So as you go through this week's series, you are invited to manage procrastination by starting the projects that you may have been putting off. Now, many things you may have been putting off for years, or maybe there's something new that you heard about that you'd like to try or do, and you're not sure how you'll fit it into your days. Well, we've got you covered, because this week, there is a special challenge. Now, this is a challenge that may require a little more effort than our usual challenges. You are invited to join the International 5 a.m. Club. This is a group of people who are dedicated to wake up at 5 a.m. to get important work done. Now, there is a lot of evidence showing that many successful people, whether it's relationship success, they have incredible health, they have incredible wealth, whatever success means to many people, there are people from all these endeavors who claim that waking up early is the key to their success. And I'm following along with the 5 a.m. book by Robin Sharma, who is well known for his 5 a.m. club, of which I am a member. And I hope that you will join us, and that way you can get your important work done. You might already wake up at 5 a.m. or earlier, but do you utilize your time well? Or do you find you're spinning your wheels, maybe spending more time on social media or on your emails or whatever it might be? This is a week to really focus on what you are procrastinating on to wake up earlier and make sure you take steps to begin the process to get this thing done. I want to share with you that every morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for me, I'm sharing a journal prompt for you on my Sip and Ohm Instagram, because I know a lot of you are journalers, and so you can find it there. And I share it at this time because you can watch my sunrise over Sarasota Bay. I live on a barrier island just off the coast of Sarasota in Florida, and so I watch the sunset come up over Sarasota and Sarasota Bay. So I share that with you as well as your journal prompt. Now, you always can find the full half-hour guided meditations on the Sip and Ohm meditation app. You can try it for 7 days absolutely free. I'm soon updating the app and completely revising it and adding a few more features that I'll be sharing with you soon. But this is where you can find more support. You can find a journal there and a guide with all the tips and techniques I share with you in each week's series right there at your fingertips. So today, I have a breathing technique that I'm going to guide you doing in today's meditation. And I also want to share with you a quote from Robin Sharma's 5 a.m. Club program, of which I'm a member. He says, "By building a morning routine, the way you face hardship will fundamentally transform. You'll become so much braver, more heroic, and move through the tough times of a human life with more grace. And this is what I have noticed to be so prevalent when I do wake up earlier. It allows you time to gather your thoughts, to gather your wishes and desires for the day and for your life, and to allow them to settle within you like little seeds. And as you move through your day, you feel refreshed, you feel focused, and you have clarity. And this is what I wish for you. So your breathing technique is a technique that is energizing. It's going to help you when you feel lethargic or like procrastinating, when you wake up and you don't really feel like getting out of bed. So to do this breathing technique, you're going to inhale sharply through your nose. We'll go ahead and do it together. I'll guide you through it. So sit up straight and begin to relax your body. This is a great breathing technique to consciously energize and then relax your body with great force and great will. Notice where you're holding tension and stress today. Maybe you feel great and you feel uplifted and ready to focus. If you're feeling uplifted, go deep into this feeling. Memorize it. Notice where you hold it in your body and how you're feeling. If you want to let go of a difficult emotion, just know you'll work with it, especially as you do the breathing technique for today. So now, as you begin to notice your breath, notice the rhythm and flow of your natural breath, not forcing it in any way. Now I'm going to guide you. As you inhale, I invite you to inhale sharply through your nose. And as you do so, tense your body, squeezing all your muscles from your toes to your feet, to your legs, to your abdomen, to your chest and your arms, to your neck, to your face. Squeeze with tension. And then as you exhale, you're going to exhale forcefully through your mouth. This is going to energize you. And as you release your breath forcefully through your mouth, you're going to release the tension you've been holding in your body. And the most important part, you're going to feel the energy and relaxation you've created. So I'll guide you through this powerful breath. You could do this when you don't feel like getting up out of bed or when you feel like procrastinating. So sit up straight, eyes closed, gently uplifted. Inhale through your nose forcefully. Squeeze your body, squeeze your muscles from your head to your toes. Really squeeze those muscles. This is your energy. Now, when it feels right, let go of your breath forcefully through your mouth. And as you do so, release the muscle tension, letting go of the tension you've been holding in your body. Now feel that relaxation coursing through your body. Feel a little more energized, a little more alert. You can do this breathing technique for however many times you need to. It can take a lot out of you, so I recommend doing it twice to begin with. Build up to 3 or 4 rounds of this breath over time. Now allow yourself to sit in stillness, visualizing yourself accomplishing what you're procrastinating. You are so worth slowing down for.